Happy New Year! Welcome to episode 52 of Stories from the VO Booth. All right, I have some exciting changes to share with you. The first, you may have already noticed, we have a new name. VoiceOver Stories, real, raw, and relevant. Tips, insights, and honest perspectives from industry experts, VO veterans, and rising talent. So be sure to check it out and bookmark vostories.com. Also, the format will be changing slightly moving forward. Don't worry, there will still be the same great interviews. But now, every other week, I'll be sharing some of my own personal experiences that have affected me on this VO journey, and I'll be including answers to topics like these from other voiceover experts. Being versus doing. How to deal with feeling alone when you're working in a closet booth all day. What success really means, and much more. My hope is that these personal experiences and stories will pull back the veil and reveal the truth that many of us encounter in the voiceover world. I'd also like to invite you to email me topics that you're interested in hearing about. You can reach me at tina@tinazaremba.com. With that, here's episode 52. So I'm on the subway, traveling back home from dropping my son off at school. I'm almost home. I'm just left the 96th Street station, and I get off at 116th. And suddenly, the train just stops. Doesn't move between 96th Street and 110th. Now, at first, you really don't think anything of it, because this happens sometimes on the subways. However, after about 15 minutes, your brain starts to go to that place of, oh my God, what is going on? And you can think of the worst-case scenario. Train conductor comes on and says, pardon, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, there has been a train. Please excuse this interruption. The train brakes are stalled. The train brakes aren't working. Something along those lines. There's two women sitting across from me, very professional looking, thinking maybe they're going up to the Bronx, maybe they're educators, I don't know. One is reading The New Yorker, the other one is just going through her phone. The woman sitting next to me, an African-American woman, is playing the game, I think it's called Candyland. The two gentlemen across from me are sleeping, sort of, meaning they're kind of just dozing in and out. And then there's another gentleman next to me, a Latino man. We're all just kind of sitting there, and time is passing. And this homeless man comes onto our train car from the other car, and he has a cart filled with cases of water. And he says to us, I sell water for a dollar, so don't beg, but if you'd like water, it's a dollar. No one says anything. No one looks at him. He then goes on to say, I want to tell you, your value doesn't come from anything you buy. Your value is you, your light, your being, not your doing. You see, we all need connection so desperately. This man is speaking so clear and so eloquently and so grounded that I can't help but look at him. He goes on to say, you walk by us and act like you don't see us. Just say good morning. The two professional-looking women across from me are also intrigued, but keep their head down. I guess thinking maybe this man might be crazy. Just say good morning, is what this man says. I promise it won't kill you. I promise you will have made someone's day. If you don't have change, just tap your pockets and say, I don't have change, but I wish you well. We know the difference between the way change sounds when you tap it and the way keys sound when you tap it. He then goes on to say, this train is stopped for a reason. Don't think that it's a coincidence that this train is stopped and I'm here speaking to you. We are all connected. I am you and you are me. Then the train conductor comes through our car and the man said to this train conductor, good morning. And the train conductor kept walking to the next train car. When the train conductor comes back, the homeless man said, watch this. I'm going to get him to say good morning. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, what is he going to do to the train conductor? The man says to the train conductor with a big smile, good morning. Train conductor doesn't say anything. Then he says, come on, it's either going to be good morning or a big old hug from me. You decide. The conductor, with his big smile, says good morning and fist bumps him. I tell the man I don't want a water, but I'd like to take his picture, and I give him a dollar. He beams, lights up as I take his picture. He then goes on to say to us, remember, this train is stalled for a reason, for you to remember your value. It's not no Versace or Gucci, your real value. You are a light. It's about your being, not your doing. Okay, I have water if anyone wants any. My phone dinged at that moment, and I thought, well, this is kind of strange because I'm underground, I'm in the subway, and I normally don't get Wi-Fi reception, especially when I'm between train stations, stuck. I had forgotten that I'd put daily reminders in my calendar almost a year ago, you know, like, how you doing? And drink water daily. As soon as I read that pop-up message, drink water daily, the man was gone. That Monday morning was a gift for me, and I hope it's a gift for you, to remind me that I am a light, just like you, and I am connected to you, and you are connected to me. And it is about our being, not our doing. Happy New Year. Here's to owning our voices.